Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hello, chickens. Ooh. I'm very much enjoying the horror of Fang Rock. It's so creepy. Episode 3 is possibly the creepiest of all. It starts with the recap from the previous episode where poor old Reuben crosses himself before he wails up the stairs. He's obviously been murderized at some point by an unseen assailant. Adelaide, the posh woman from the boat that's been shipwrecked, freaks out because apparently her horoscope is bad. She's so annoying. It's kind of like the cast of an Agatha Christie murder mystery have been shipwrecked on this island. It's kind of weird because it's like, oh, yeah, it's just a couple of old sea dogs manning a lighthouse. And then, oh, we've got some posh folks now to turn up and sit around in their dinner suits and fancy dresses and freak out and hopefully die one by one. Because they're all very annoying. So Harker, who is the only ship person left from that crashed ship, apart from all these posh folk, manages to see Reuben coming out of the coal cellar, even though we just heard him die. Reuben's still alive. The doctor has like a maths and science moment, which is very strange. He just starts rattling off formula, and then he gets zapped by the generator, and then finds out from Harker about Reuben, so goes off to look for him. And the posh blokes, oh my god, they restate their their argy bargy from the previous episode, which is that Henry, who's the dark haired one, is like a lord of something. He's gonna make a ridiculous amount of money, but is going to ruin the colonel, who's the one with the white hair. It all sounds a bit, annoying. Adelaide wants to know what that scream was downstairs. And, like, they're all so annoying that at this point I kind of do want them all to die. like, they're all just so tedious. Reuben is alone in his room. The doctor knocks on the door. He doesn't answer, and then he starts glowing green. And if you watch it with the new special effects, he kind of splits in half a little bit, and some weird goopy stuff comes out of the middle, and then he closes up again. It's very spooky. Henry goes up to the lighthouse and tries to bribe Vince to send a telegram or like to send a telegraph message about the thing that he wants to make money off from the colonel. I don't know. Adelaide, meanwhile, yells at the colonel. She goes off in a huff. Leela bashes in Reuben's door. It's so weird. After Henry tries to bribe Vince, we see the creature climbing up the outside of the lighthouse, which is very strange. Henry goes and hides outside because the doctor comes up and he's like, "Ooh, I don't want anyone to know that I'm doing anything dodgy." And the creature zaps him, which in the new special effects look quite groovy, and there's like tentacles and stuff. It's kind of awesome. After Adelaide turns up, the doctor sends her back down because she's a pain in the bum. I'm like, yeah, I would want her out of there too. Vince goes out to find Henry, who's disappeared now from the outside of the lighthouse, and I guess there's only one place he could be. So Vince freaks out and burns the 50 pounds that he's been given. Like, it's so much weird. Like, you're just like, is any of this important? But it's happening. The doctor tells Adelaide and the colonel about the fact that there's an alien stalking them. And they're like, oh, ridiculous. And then H.G. Wells comes up, which he always does in these days. If there's anything vaguely Doctor Who going on. Adelaide screams at one point and Leela slaps her. And I could not be happier because she's extremely annoying. Reuben watches all this from up the stairs and looking quite creepy about it. Then... later on, Adelaide, who's being, you know, stupidly annoying in this, she starts crying about her astrologer being right about everything. And Leela's like, oh, no, you're an idiot. I've learned from the doctor astrology's not real. Like, shamans don't tell the truth. Like, you need to believe in science. Like, what a fun little moment. So, Henry has clearly fallen off the lighthouse. I guess we could say he lost his way in the fog over the edge of the fence. We know he's been attacked by the alien creature, which I'm guessing was Reuben going out the window. It's weird. And so, the doctor finds Henry's body outside and carts it up to the crew quarters, which, of course, starts Adelaide screaming again. Oh, my God. Just in every second moment, she's screeching. So, the whole weird MacGuffin of the colonel being ruined and Henry making money off him and all that kind of thing, the doctor's like, oh, right. So, you wrecked the telegraph then. And he's like, oh, I did. So now they're completely trapped. They can't call for help. Reuben pops up in the down in where the generator is, and he's got the creepiest smile you've ever seen. I quite like this guy that's playing Reuben because he's all like salty sea dog, and then now he's like creepy alien man. Vince is up in the top of the lighthouse. He can't get the foghorn to work. The doctor says Henry was dead before he hit the ground. He'd been electrocuted. Then the Vince gets on the blower and says, oh, I can't make the foghorn work. So I think the boiler pressure is a bit low. So they go downstairs to look at the boiler, and then Harker's dead. And for some reason, Adelaide has decided to come down and see that Harker's dead because she needs to scream at it. And it's like, enough with Adelaide screaming at everything. Like, I mean, Terrence Dix, who's written this, has clearly written her in a way that we want her to die. Or is Patty Russell, the director, going, oh, yeah, no, I hate screaming women. I'll put her in every scene. I don't know. It's very strange. Like, why does she have to turn up at every point and scream at something? It's very annoying. Then after she's been sent upstairs, even the doctor's had enough of her. He's like, get her out of here. They go into the coal scuttle. which no one had thought to go into until now. And the doctor finds Reuben in there, and he's been dead for so long, he's got rigor mortis. Like, he's quite stiff. He's like, oh, he's been dead for hours. And Layla's like, but we just saw him. And the doctor's like, oh, no, I forgot about the chameleon factor, the lycanthropy, which is, you know, shape-changing. Because lycanthropy is what they call when people become a werewolf. And he's like, oh, no. I thought, you know, the alien was outside and I'd locked up safe in here. But we are locked in with the alien. And I'm like, this is creepy. It's kind of, it's reminding me a bit of, has anyone watched Parasite, The Grey on Netflix, which is based on like a manga anime kind of thing about aliens who take over people's bodies and they're not really able to do human emotions and faces properly, but their heads can open up and turn into giant tentacles that can kill you. It's a whole thing. But yeah, I kind of love this whole weird body snatching vibe that's going on. Oh, and anyway, we've only got one more episode left. I hope they kill everyone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.